Cape Breton Regional Municipality Police Commissioners have mixed reviews about the Nova Scotia government's consideration of selling alcohol at grocery and convenience stores. The province announced last month it's doing a survey to gauge public opinion on expanding points of sale. It's asking police chiefs around the province to provide input. Chief Robert Walsh wants to get a sense of the local commission's point of view.
I can tell you that all municipal police chiefs and our colleagues in the RCMP have had some initial discussion on this, and we are tentatively scheduled to meet with the consultant group on the 26th of June. But it is important to note that no decision has been made yet on whether or not they are going to expand the sale of alcohol.
The CBRM police commissioners took the opportunity to weigh in. Concerns include boosting sales for local business. On the other hand, they discussed safety for young clerks at the stores. Tom Vickers says lawmakers should consider potential risks for people working behind the counter.
When you start putting in these factors about ages and people that may come in and be intimidating to younger clerks or clerks that could find a way to sell it to themselves, it becomes a lot more complicated. So we don't have enough information right now to make a determination whether it would be good or bad. But if I went with my gut feeling, I would say I'm not in favor of it.
Commissioner Paul Nikituk says he sees both sides of the issue, but he's currently leaning towards giving a thumbs up.
We could sit here and debate this all day, I'm sure. I'm on both sides of the fence. In one aspect, I feel kind of good towards the retailers, the mom and pops out there that are struggling at some time. You know, we had this discussion where, you know, it could increase their business quite well, and you know, with their, you know, if they go in to buy something, some alcohol, where they decide to buy other things.
Commissioner Ken Tracy says he's on the fence as well, but he is also currently supporting the expansion of points of sale for alcohol around Nova Scotia.
If I were to vote today, it'd probably be a vote to have it put in retail stores. Reason why, I think number one, for the owners of retail shops, it certainly increases their revenue, and not just with the liquor sales, but whatever else they sell in the stores.
Commissioner Matthew Connor says he would vote in favor of the initiative.
I'm very much conflicted on my view on it, but I think I'd probably be in favor of the change.
Outside the council chambers, the director of Sydney's Youth Project hopes the province scraps the idea of convenience and grocery stores selling alcohol. Madonna Doucette applauds comments suggesting young people working at stores could be at risk if alcohol is for sale, and she says they already have their hands full.
I think that it's pretty traditional for young people to get their first job at a corner store or at a gas station in their community, and I think that being responsible for all of the cash and the stock and also lotto and cigarettes is enough responsibility on these children's shoulders for their first time job. You know, dealing with people that are consuming alcohol can be very high risk, and I'm absolutely not saying all people, but it's a situation where if something were to go sideways, none of us would really be that surprised.
77% of small businesses in Nova Scotia support expanding points of sale. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.